Hey there, everyone. I just wanted to celebrate a little win for the Life Shift podcast. Today, on Thursday, January 19th, I just got my 15th subscriber to the Patreon page. And I just wanted to remind everyone that that's available. What I've created over there is an option for ad-free episodes that come out 2 days early. I have bonus episode recordings with former guests, which I wanted to share a clip of the most recent bonus episode recording with Kelly Anderson. And then I have a couple options for just general support, which is like the lowest tier. And then the higher tiers are shout outs for people to sponsor one or two episodes a month. So I just wanted to celebrate this little win. I know this is an indie podcast and we're still growing, but I appreciate all the support that you guys provide. And so I wanted to share just a little clip of Kelly's conversation in the bonus episode where I asked the guests if they have any advice for someone that might want to come on the Life Shift podcast to share their story, and maybe they're a little bit hesitant. And so this was her response, and I thought it was perfect to just share with everyone, just so you can hear some good advice about creating community through your stories. Because as much as we think we're alone in those stories, there's so many things that other people can resonate with your story, even if it's not the exact same situation. So if you are interested, please go to www.theLifeShiftPodcast.com/join, and you'll be able to see all the different options there. Here is a clip of the bonus episode with Kelly Anderson, and thank you so much to the Patreon supporters, and I hope you're sharing your story today.
If there's someone out there that does have a story to share, and they're feeling this pull to share it, but also feeling the resistance, I would invite them to really get curious and explore, like, what is that resistance about? Where is that coming from? What are they feeling may be a result of sharing their story? And also to explore, like, what's on the other side of sharing that story? Like, what doors could that open? And I don't mean from a success standpoint, but just what possibilities lie on the other side of sharing a vulnerable story with one person, with a community? And how might that serve not only the individual who has the story to share, but how might that serve those around them that could benefit greatly from that story? And so I think we like to be our own roadblock sometimes, and we like to let fear dictate our decisions. And we talked about this on my episode 6 months ago, that fear is perfectly acceptable. It doesn't have to be a barrier for us to move forward. We can feel the fear and continue to take that inspired action. So that's what it's really about, is just getting curious around that fear rather than letting it freeze us.